The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says that Washington's efforts to hinder the activities of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps are a non-starter. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made a comment in a meeting with a host of IRGC staffers and their families. The leader said the United States believes it is hatching plots against the IRGC and the Islamic Revolution, but its hostility will get nowhere and its deception and duplicity will boomerang. The leader said that the enemies of Iran, including President Donald Trump and, quote, all the fools surrounding him, are reaching their nadir. The leader also noted that Americans have been exerting extensive political, economic, and propaganda pressure on the Iranian nation over the past four decades, but to no avail. Now from London, I'm joined by Kenneth Farrow, who's a lecturer with Coventry University. Good to have you with us, Kenneth. Let's have your assessment of this U.S. Decision, which many analysts are calling it foolish, and Iran is warning against it, against the repercussions that it will have in regional security.
Yes, well, it should come as no surprise to anyone across the world that this is a move by the United States to further put pressure on the Iranian people, on the government, and on any international body, any country that wants to have peaceful relationships with Iran. We've seen in the terms of the language used, I think it's very interesting, because if you simply substituted the words Iranian Revolutionary Guard with U.S. troops, you could apply the same accusations as America is using against Iran for its own role in the Middle East. So I think there's a hypocrisy here in terms of the reality of U.S. involvement in the Middle East. There's a hypocrisy in terms of the U.S.'s support for Israel, who have welcomed this announcement and who are encouraging the United States to further escalate its aggressive policies towards Iran and towards the Middle East. And I think we have to look at the history of this. If you look at the history of the U.S. involvement at the behest of Israel in many cases in the Middle East, all it's sown there is terror, destruction, the destabilization of countries. We only have to look at Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, which they attempted to do, and which has been rightly pointed out. Syria survived and has survived through the support of the very people that America are claiming to be terrorists. So I think this is a mass hypocrisy, and I think most people across the world are not fooled by this stupidity.
Mm-hmm. And Kenneth, you drew a comparison between U.S. forces and IRGC forces. There is a major difference, and that is that I believe that many countries are blaming even U.S. officials themselves, like Hillary Clinton, blaming the U.S. administration for giving rise to such terrorist groups as what they call ISIS and we call Daesh. And IRGC forces went to Iraq and to Syria on the request of the legitimate governments there, but U.S. forces are not wanted there.
Well, U.S. forces have never been wanted in many places. We only have to go back to Vietnam, for example, when the liberation struggle for the country against U.S. imperialism had the same framing. So wherever people are trying to defend themselves, wherever against aggressors, and these aggressors, as you pointed out, are actually supported and funding by regimes such as Saudi Arabia, the U.S., and others. So it is a very hypocritic position that the U.S. has taken. And of course, people who are not fooled by this will join in struggle against U.S. imperialism and the other forces, terrorist forces that they employ to do their dirty work.
All right. Appreciate your comments. Kenneth Farrow, lecturer at Coventry University, who joined us from London.